my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
It's time for school, but you're not going to be saved by this bell. Established in 2016, Stride Pro Wrestling trainers have put their years of experience to help train the next generation of professional wrestlers. Nearly a dozen students have graduated and are now making a name for themselves, not only here at Stride Pro Wrestling, but beyond. Our athletes aren't locked into any long-term contracts. So if you want to train, use your head and contact Stride Pro Wrestling today. It's training you'll flip for. So kick your future into high gear now.
Hey friends, it is episode 334 of the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. This is Kevin Huntsberger, and I thank you for tuning in to this post-WrestleMania show. And I literally, just moments ago as I'm sitting here recording this, just finished Sunday night of WrestleMania. I usually don't wait and record podcasts this late anymore, but it's been a crazy, crazy week for me, and I actually missed night one of WrestleMania. A very good friend of ours is celebrating a big birthday, and so over the weekend, we were out of town until Sunday afternoon, so and the rest of the week was just kind of crazy with work and everything else kind of going on. So this is going to be a short and sweet one. It's another Confessions of an Indie Ring Announcer, even though I'm not really confessing too much in terms of the indie. I was using the Confessions of an Indie Ring Announcer to kind of relive some old memories, play some old audio and whatnot. Obviously, that is not going to be happening for this incarnation. I'm hoping to have time in the upcoming week to watch The Marine, and then Chad and I will be reviewing that on Movie Mania, hopefully next week, but realistically, it may be the week after next, but we'll get it on the schedule, and we will definitely share some thoughts on that and get on track here on the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. So I do want to thank you for tuning in to this episode and to all the episodes, and for subscribing to the show. If you haven't already done that, please do that. Subscribe to the My 1-2-3 Cents YouTube channel. Check out the Facebook group. Check out the Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram. Pretty much anywhere on social media that you can follow along, I would appreciate it. And also, leave a review of the podcast on your favorite podcast listening app. Screenshot it and send it to me. You can send it through DM, my personal Facebook page, or you can send it through the My 1-2-3 Cents Facebook page. Hit me up on Twitter, at Kevin Huntsberger. I'd love to see your reviews. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the podcast. You know, I feel like things have been going pretty well. We've had a consistent growth with the audience in terms of the podcast. So again, I thank you for listening and sharing this podcast with those who are wrestling fans as well. I want to talk about WrestleMania, and I do not want to do a review of WrestleMania. To me, podcasts that review shows and whatnot, it's just not my thing, and I'm not going to do that to you guys. However, I will say that I got inspiration for this podcast, for this particular episode, late last week as I was going through Time Hop and some of my, other memory, social media memory pages. And I get flooded with the pictures from previous WrestleManias that I've been to with Chad. Chad and I have been fortunate enough to travel to 9 different WrestleManias, starting 15 years ago, actually. 15 years ago this month, we traveled to Chicago for WrestleMania 22. And I'm actually sitting here now as I record this, and I'm looking at the chair that we got because we sat, I believe we were third or fourth row that year, and we got the commemorative chair. And, you know, I have told the stories before. For me, WrestleMania, you know, I can remember the build-up and the lead-in to the very first WrestleMania. You know, watching MTV and the Brawl to Settle It All and the War to Settle the Score and how those shows and the, you know, kind of starting to mix that mainstream with Saturday Night Live, and, you know, we were seeing Hulk Hogan showing up on these different programs and Sports Illustrated, and how it was all just building up to WrestleMania. And, you know, 12-year-old me going and watching it, you know, live or live-ish, you know, on that same day of March 31st, 1985 on closed circuit television at a friend's house. And, you know, the evolution of how, you know, eventually it becomes pay-per-view. And, you know, a few years after that very first WrestleMania, my dad and I went to the Kiel Auditorium in St. Louis and watched WrestleMania 4 on closed circuit. And that was such a cool, fun experience. I was 15 years old at that point. And, you know, wrestling was something that my dad and I bonded over, my brother and my uncle. You know, we would go to these shows with a group of friends, and you know, our dads all hung out, and it was just so much fun. And that nostalgia, you can't, if you're a wrestling fan and you're listening to this, you already get it. And even, you know, some nearly 40 years later, you know, we're, 36 years removed from that first WrestleMania, I still get excited and hyped for WrestleMania. And even though, you know, this year's show, at least the Sunday portion, now, I saw the highlights from Saturday night, and it all looked really, really good. Sunday night was hit or miss with some of the matches and some of the results. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, there were some of the things that I was kind of disappointed with how they went. But I just get so excited for that buildup and going back and seeing those pictures. And it's not just the pictures of the nine WrestleManias that I've been to, because, you know, along with the WrestleManias come the Hall of Fame ceremonies and the WrestleCon events and all of the little fun adventures that are become a part of each WrestleMania weekend. You know, when we went to Chicago, we went to, it was my first Ring of Honor show, and, you know, I've been to several indie shows that I never would have had the opportunity to go to had it not been for those WrestleMania experiences. You know, we saw Dragon's Gate, for example, the year we went to Miami. Have been to Chikara shows when we were in New Jersey. You know, so it's been this evolution of, you know, WrestleMania, but then all these other companies that kind of piggyback on that week are able to kind of showcase and reach new audiences as well. And, you know, even now in this, even though we're still in the COVID era, but, you know, prior to that, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago, some of the bigger podcasts were having events around WrestleMania weekend. So, you know, WrestleMania week has become such an important thing, not just for WWE, but I think for all of these companies. And I think that it's a good thing. And as many people who choose to, you know, pick at the WWE because whatever decisions they make, and it is a business, and they're answering to stockholders and your shareholders, and it's not just what the fans want. And I know a lot of times, and I was in that same mindset, but, you know, you have to also understand that it is a business. And, you know, companies like AEW or Ring of Honor, you know, they're not dictated, Impact Wrestling are not dictated by the same sets of guidelines and rules. And I'm not saying that it makes one better than the other, or, you know, one scenario, one situation better or worse. But, man, I was thoroughly entertained this week, or this, you know, the week of WrestleMania 2021, because we had two nights of NXT. We had the Hall of Fame ceremony, Raw, SmackDown, and then, of course, Saturday and Sunday nights of WrestleMania. And it is a lot. It's a lot to consume. It's a lot to take in. And I didn't watch every second of all of it, but I saw enough of it that, you know, it renewed my fandom and reminded me of those special occasions, of those special memories, of those special moments, thinking back to 1985 and watching the very first WrestleMania and being in awe as Andre the Giant body slammed Big John Studd and the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkoff beat Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo for the tag team titles. And then Wendi Richter regaining the women's championship, and then Paul Orndorff getting hit with a cast by Cowboy Bob Orton, and the implications that led to that with Hulk Hogan and Mr. T winning that first main event at WrestleMania, all the way, you know, to seeing Hulk Hogan body slam Andre the Giant and the mega powers exploding and Randy Savage winning the championship. And I'm jumping ahead and going back, and Ultimate Warrior winning the gold, and then Ultimate Warrior retiring Randy Savage, Ric Flair showing up at WWF and being a part of WrestleMania. You know, things that I never thought I would see happen have happened through the years. And admittedly, the last probably 15 years or more, even, you know, as I mentioned, going to WrestleMania 15 years ago, I can't tell you all. I can tell you the big matches that were on that card, but I couldn't run down every single match and tell you. And then, as Chad and I have talked about before, the other shows that we've been to, you know, it's hard to keep it all straight. But that those first 8 or 9 WrestleManias, I could rattle off every single match. So it's just a special time as a wrestling fan. And I know that may sound cheesy or lame, but you just kind of get that excitement and you're able to feed off of other fans. And this year was different than last year. You know, last year, 2020 sucked as far as watching it, and they were in the Performance Center. WWE did the best they could. The superstars all stepped up and performed. You know, I will never, ever, ever criticize the work that goes on inside a WWE ring, ever. You know, sometimes the stories aren't always there, but the wrestling is always on point. And so I would never, ever criticize anything that they're doing inside the ring in terms of those performances. But, you know, it is different without the crowd. And this year, in 2021, having that crowd, you know, not as big, obviously, as you know, Raymond James Stadium would fit, but it was so great to see fans once again, and I've mentioned it more than once. I really, really hope that WrestleMania, you know, the 10th WrestleMania for Chad and Kevin is at WrestleMania 39, out there in Los Angeles where Chad lives. But I'm excited to see what they're going to do in Dallas again. And, you know, we went to Dallas. That was the last WrestleMania that we attended in 2016. So I'm hoping, though, to make it back out there. It's just such a fun time. I you know, as fellow wrestling fans, you get it, and I'm preaching to the choir, but I just wanted to take a little bit of time and reflect and be reminded of how grateful I am to be a wrestling fan and to have been a wrestling fan for the past 37, 38 years, you know, going back to the late, you know, 1982, into early 1983, really kind of becoming that fan. And then, you know, I wouldn't trade my time growing up as a wrestling fan for anything, because I was there for that first WrestleMania and I can remember it. You know, I'm old enough to remember those WrestleManias and being, you know, watching from a friend's house or getting it. You know, when I was in college, I would, and this is pre-internet, so nothing was ever spoiled, but my parents would order the pay-per-view at their house, record it on a VHS tape on Sunday night, and then Monday morning, Mom would drop it in the mail, and usually by Tuesday or Wednesday, I would have that VHS copy, and then I would pop it in and watch it. And, you know, spoiler free because one, there was no internet, and two, the syndicated shows hadn't aired yet. So I will never forget, you know, catching up and getting WrestleMania's, I guess it would have been WrestleMania 8, 9, 10, and 11 were all consumed that way. You know, I have VHS copies of them and was able to watch them after the fact, but before anything got spoiled online. And then, you know, as I got older and you know, married and working and making money, and I was able to order the pay-per-views and watch them. And WrestleMania was always the one that I would kind of splurge on. And then eventually added the Royal Rumble to the mix too, because it is my second favorite pay-per-view. But I digress a little bit as the nostalgia and, you know, it's just such a fun time. And seeing those other fans, like I said, and engaging and interacting with them on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook. You know, we have a predictions group from some of the folks with Stride Pro Wrestling fans and wrestlers that it's fun to chat via the messenger stuff, or, you know, being able to touch base and reach out to wrestling fans. Now, this year, unfortunately, I didn't watch Saturday Night Live and Chad didn't watch Sunday Night Live, so we weren't able to text back and forth and criticize or critique or you know, praise what we were seeing. But being able to have those interactions with people, sometimes total strangers, on social media is fun as well. So I'm going to leave it at that. I said short and sweet this week, and I'm going to stick to that. And I've rambled on plenty long enough. If you've stayed throughout the whole course of this, I am grateful for that as well. So reach out to me, though. I'd love to hear from you, and let's chat. Let me know what's on your mind in the world of professional wrestling. And if you have any ideas, suggestions for future shows, not only here on the My 123 Cents podcast and the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, but also over on the YouTube channel, I would be more than happy to hear from you. So, friends, have a great week. Let's enjoy a post-WrestleMania week and hopefully Raw. Yeah, here's my prediction for Raw. Becky Lynch and or Charlotte Flair. We're going to see them at Monday Night Raw, and I don't think that's much of a stretch, but there was some speculation that Becky might be back for WrestleMania. However, I think that Monday after Raw, or I'm sorry, that Raw after WrestleMania has proven to be a huge, huge hit, and I'm not sure if they're letting fans in for Raw this year, but if they are, even if they're not, I think that the possibilities are endless with some of the direction that we can go in now and some of the new stories that we will see that will start developing. I'm also going to go out on a limb and say Big E and Roman Reigns, perhaps at SummerSlam, and Roman Reigns will drop the championship and Big E is going to become anointed as the next big guy out there. I think that the defeat to Apollo Crews and Roman's dominance over Edge and Daniel Bryan is going to set us up for Big E to be that next crossbearer for WWE. So, friends, again, thank you so much for tuning in and have a great week.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.